Get ready to dive into the whirlwind world of America's sweetheart, Taylor Swift. Join us on the podcast, Taylor Swift Today, for your dose of all things Tay-Tay. From all the scoop on her highly anticipated album, The Tortured Poets Department, to the latest gossip, tours, and more, it's time to shake off the haters and embrace the enchanting universe of Taylor Swift. Follow Taylor Swift Today, your ultimate Swift-obsessed podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, guess what famous comedian we're going to talk about today? Oh boy, I can't believe this is still going. But first, some Instagram and some late night on Instagram. Mark Norman says, Squid Game is really lacking in diversity. I appreciate that joke. And that brings us to Jimmy Fallon saying, Shatner's the second old guy this month to risk his life in a tracksuit. Also great. Trevor. But yeah, the oldest person ever to go to space, which is amazing. Like, I don't know about you, but I love it when old people break records, you know? That's why so many people support Tom Brady. I mean, your grandpa can't throw like that. Trevor, again, I will say it's pretty cool that Shatner gave an Amazon review about his trip to an actual Amazon guy. That's pretty cool. No one gets to tell Jeff Bezos about his products to his face. On Trevor's Instagram, he talked about John Gruden, and he said Gruden was getting spam emails from Crate and Barrel and would write back, you know what bothers me about Nelson Mandela? I love that joke. Trevor again resigned. Why didn't he just change his name to Las Vegas Football Coach? So good. The guy hit everybody, said Trevor Noah. Blacks, gays, women, protesters, brain damage victims. It was almost like he was competing in a cancellation decathlon. And I can't believe I have to say this, but people, you should not be writing racist emails. Just get up, walk over to your coworker's desk and say the N-word in person. It's called human interaction, people. Have we forgotten this? Jimmy Fallon mocked Southwest Airlines' cancellation of 2,000 flights during the week. That's rough. The only thing worse than having your Southwest flight canceled is actually having to fly Southwest. Booking a cheap flight on Southwest is like eating a Cinnabon. It's amazing at first, but you quickly realize that you've made a huge mistake. Southwest is basically that guy who shows up to work late like, sorry, crazy traffic. And everybody else is like, we all got here fine. And Seth Meyers, DC Comics, announced its new Superman character will come out as bisexual. Come on, it's 2021. The crazy part is that there are still Superman comics. From the AV Club, this attention-getting headline, rest easy, Kevin James is not actually a popular Pornhub search term. Oh my goodness, thank the heavens, nobody's looking that up. AV Club writes, few online companies are as exuberantly, passionately interested in spreading their data around as Pornhub. Through its surprisingly not NSFW Insights blog, the streaming platform regularly releases charts and graphs demonstrating all sorts of trends in its users, everything from the search terms that trend on U.S. election days to the effects of the Oscars on porn consumption. And if we're being honest, they say this is one of their favorites, a list of the most frequently misspelled porn search terms in the United States. Shout out to everybody in Nevada who are super into MIFLs. The sheer number of Pornhub maps that have been officially distributed over the years means that it's fairly easy for fake to get into the mix, which is to say it was because of an apparently fake Pornhub map that's being passed around, spreading the disinformation that people in Florida are constantly searching for pornography based on boats. From the AV Club, Jamie Costa's searing Robin Williams impression is currently one of the top videos on YouTube. This actually made it to me as a civilian. One of my friends just randomly sent it to me, having nothing to do with the podcast. It is called Robin, as in Robin Williams, Robin Test Footage Scene, making a case for a full-on biopic. I will share this on the Facebook group, Facebook Groups Daily Comedy News Podcast, if you want to see it yourself. Or, you know, go on YouTube. You know how to use YouTube. It's called Robin Test Footage Scene. Or ask my friend Dan to email it to you. He'll do it. The scene takes place backstage of Mork and Mindy. Robin Williams, played by Jamie Costa, prepares for the shoot after a late night partying with John Belushi when his co-star Pam Dauber, played by Sarah Murphy, enters and informs him that Jim Belushi died the night before. With the ability to move at the speed of Robin Williams, Costa rattles through his joke a second routine before settling into the reassuring and comforting actor we know from Mrs. Doubtfire and Good Will Hunting. He makes a startling case for a whole movie starring him. The AV Club says, however, Williams died in 2014. It feels perhaps a bit too early to be turning his life into a biopic. Or maybe it's strange seeing such a close approximation to the actor in one of his saddest, darkest moments that makes watching the clip so heart-wrenching. The internet tends not to understand how painful these kinds of videos are to people. Case in point, Robin Williams' daughter Zelda said on Twitter that people were spamming her with the video. Zelda wrote, guys, I'm only saying this because I don't think it'll stop until I acknowledge it. Please stop sending me the test footage. I've seen it. Jamie is super talented. This isn't against him, but y'all spamming me with an impression of my late dad on one of his saddest days is weird. From CoinDesk, your home for comedy news, a company called Jambababa, J-A-M-B-B, that's easy to say, is turning laughs into non-fungible tokens because climate change is solved, so why don't we just do nonsense like this? The comedy collectibles startup has raised $3.5 million to build a comedian-focused NFT marketplace. The company hosted the first NFT comedy show back in July. It was called Non-Fungible Jokin'. Ugh. It featured content from Pete Holmes, Maria Bamford, Zainab Johnson, and Beth Stelling. Its next headliner, Hannibal Buress. They took his show from last night, at least that was the plan as I recorded this, and it will be turned into various digital collectibles. Please don't buy these. Just whatever money you're going to waste on this, just donate to charity, okay? Apple is expanding its relationship with Jason Segel, Bill Lawrence, and Brett Goldstein. Apple has handed out a straight-to-series order for Shrinking. That's a 10-episode scripted comedy starring Jason Segel. You know him from the original How I Met Your Mother, not these ridiculous spin-off sequel things. Segel will write and executive produce the show alongside Ted Lasso showrunner Bill Lawrence. You know Bill Lawrence from Ted Lasso, Scrubs, and a bunch of other great things. And Emmy winner Brett Goldstein, who's having an it moment. I'm happy for Brett Goldstein. If you're not familiar with how he got the role on Ted Lasso, he was in the writer's room and he thought to himself, I am Roy Kent. And he shot a video and then sent it in to his coworkers. It's like, look, if you think this sucks, I'll move on, but I want you to give me a shot at this. They watched the video and they said, you are Roy Kent. So Brett Goldstein goes from writer to a breakout role to Roy Kent and now is seizing the moment. You have to do that. When the moment is there and people start offering you gigs, you got to say yes. You got to capitalize. So he'd be part of Shrinking. I'm very happy for Brett Goldstein. Shrinking revolves around a grieving therapist played by Jason Segel who begins to break the rules and tell his clients exactly what he thinks. Ignoring his training and ethics, he finds himself making huge changes to people's lives, including his own. Doesn't that sound like a Ricky Gervais kind of premise, right? I'm not saying it's bad. I could see Ricky Gervais doing that exact show. Brett Goldstein, who scored an Emmy for his role as Roy Kent in Ted Lasso, renegotiated his deal with Warners and secured a sizable pay bump, both for his acting services and his work as a writer on the Jason Sudeikis-led comedy Ted Lasso. You go, Brett Goldstein. And I'm not sure this is comedy, but it's weird enough and it makes me laugh, so why not? And it's not about Dave Chappelle. From the AV Club, Christchurch, New Zealand has just made a terrible mistake. It has fired its official city wizard. Yes, they had an official city wizard. His name, Ian Brackenbury Chanel. And the city now finds itself undefended against attacks by mystical armies of dragons, goblins, and most dangerous of all, outraged bands of rogue magicians led by Brackenbury Chanel himself. The AV Club with some wonderful writing, and I'll quote, the story was relayed to Stuff, presumably by a raven who perched on a writer's windowsill to speak the news from its very beak. The master has been fired, we imagine it squawked. After 23 years, the master has been fired. Chanel was making 16,000 New Zealand dollars. You type in the currency equivalent. I don't know what that is. It's too much, whatever it was. $16,000 from the city each year, quote, to provide acts of wizardry and other wizard-like services as part of promotional work for the city of Christchurch. He's been fired by the city council in order to usher in new and different promotional programs that will increasingly reflect our diverse communities and showcase a vibrant, diverse, modern city. Brackenbury Chanel has said that the council's decision makes no difference to him anyway. I will keep going. They will have to kill me to stop me. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, I'm not feeling it, you know, you could switch.
No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's Batteries.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So iHeartRadio put out the nominees for podcast awards are coming up in January. I'll only talk about the categories that we might care about here in the Comedyverse. Podcast of the Year includes Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is one of the nominees. I'm looking just for comedy ones. Office Ladies. And I guess they're calling Smartless a comedy now. Best Comedy Podcast nominees. Now, can I tell you? I'm going to list five shows. One of the five shows I'm about to list, I went to see in person with some people from my comedy team. In the history of 10 years at SiriusXM, it was the only show that we ever walked out of because it was that terrible. I left you some breadcrumbs there. You might be able to figure it out. I never walk out of shows. This was so bad. I looked at my coworker and I'm like, are we going to waste time on this? And we were like, we're out. The nominees are Best Comedy Podcast, Comedy Bang Bang, Las Culturistas, my brother and me, Smartless, and The Read. Now, interesting to me, Conan O'Brien, not nominated for Best Comedy Podcast, but he's nominated for Best Overall Podcast. Okay. And yeah, we're going to talk Dave Chappelle from The Hollywood Reporter. Listen to this number. At least 1,000 Netflix employees are expected to participate in a virtual walkout to protest Netflix co-CEO Ted Sarandos' recent comments in support of Chappelle, blah, blah, blah. Trans staffers and allies at Netflix are planning to stage the virtual walkout next Wednesday, October 20th, after Sarandos sent two memos to staff, one on October 8th and another on Monday. We've got the new memo. I'll tell you about that in a second. Sarandos in the new memo argued that content on screen doesn't directly translate to real-world harm. The strongest evidence to support this, that is violence on screens, has grown hugely over the last 30 years, especially with first-party shooter games, and yet violent crime has fallen significantly in many countries. Adults can watch violence, assault and abuse, or even shocking stand-up comedy without it causing them to harm others. During the walkout, participating staffers will not do any work for the streamer and instead will focus on donating to charities, encouraging others to engage in content that does support the trans community. An anonymous staffer said the memo was very disrespectful. It did not invite a robust conversation about this hard topic, and that's normally how things go. A Netflix spokesperson sent a statement to The Hollywood Reporter and said, Dave Chappelle's specials are consistently the most watched comedy specials on Netflix and have earned many awards, including both an Emmy and a Grammy for Sticks and Stones. We support artistic expression for our creators. We also encourage our employees to disagree openly. From The Guardian, Dear Dave Chappelle, transgender comedians can take a joke, but why are yours so unfunny? Dear Dave, we're both comedians. I guess that makes me a member of your tribe. I'm sure you've never heard of me, though, and I can think of at least three reasons for that. I'm black, I'm a woman, I'm transgender. No, I'm not writing in hopes of someday's opening for you. In fact, I can't think of anything I've ever wanted that you could possibly offer me, least of all an apology. I don't need an apology for all the trans jokes. I'm 40 years old. You think I've never heard a trans joke? Years before I knew trans was an available identity, I knew trannies were punchlines, and that's what got me and my peers salty about your latest special, The Closer. Robin Tran said, I'm legitimately thankful for Chappelle's special for one reason. I've always been a bit self-conscious that the first 15 minutes of my hour special are trans jokes, but now that he spent over an hour on LGBTQ people, I feel pretty good. Or, as my friend and fellow comedian Jeffrey J put it, each time I hear that Dave Chappelle has a new special, I feel sad. Not because I know the trans jokes are coming, but because I know the same trans jokes are coming. I couldn't help but think, this dude is 48 years old, he's been doing comedy for 33 years, and still hasn't built up a thick enough skin to take criticism. It's rather sad, because as comedians, it's our job to say crap for money. There's no obligation on anyone else to prove all the stupid stuff we say, which brings us to our next issue. After coming on stage, you rightly call attention to your status as rich and famous, which is the only reason anyone gets a laugh break for black people beating up Asians. Hate crimes aren't so much as a joke as an American way of life, it would be like getting a laugh break for saying, I drank a cup of coffee. This is, of course, only the first of many more basic jokes to come. You asked, why is it easier for Bruce Jenner to change his gender than it is for Cassius Clay to change his name? That's because Muhammad Ali changed his name in 1964, whereas Caitlyn Jenner changed her gender in 2015. Other factors in Jenner's favor include living in California and, most importantly, being rich and famous, just like you, Kevin Hart and DaBaby, who no one references as Jonathan Kirk. You're basically comparing apples and interstellar spacecraft. When it's all said and done, tranny jokes are tranny jokes. We write them all the time. It's only the last 16 minutes of your closer that really ticks me off. In a community with an abnormally high rate of depression and suicide, that's the part that hurt. For you to use Daphne's tragedy as your closing tag is the only thing you've done that's made me angry enough to write a letter. That's a long piece in The Guardian. Dahlia Bell is a comedian and writer. I encourage you to go seek out that letter online. That is your comedy news for today. Normal episodes this weekend. You can follow the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your shows. Instagram is at Daily Comedy News. Facebook group is Daily Comedy News Podcast. See you here tomorrow.
On the next The Top 11 podcast, we embark on a culinary journey across the globe as we explore the top 11 traditional dishes from around the world. From the comforting moussaka of Greece to the aromatic pho of Vietnam, we discover the dishes that have become synonymous with their countries of origin. We delve into the simplicity and magnificence of Italy's pizza napoletana, the precision and aesthetics of Japan's sushi, and the warmth and welcoming spirit of Canada's poutine. Follow The Top 11 wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.